Today is Trinity Sunday, this beautiful May morning in Mary's month. Holy Mother Church directs our meditation to the mystery of the adorable Trinity. Shoreless wonder, who shall sound thee? The choir sang before Holy Mass this morning. Who shall sound thee? The sound of the Hail Marys, of the Rosary, give you a revelation of the adorable Trinity, the Trinity at work for our salvation. Take your rosary and count your beads to the first joyful mystery with me, and see the Trinity revealed in its most perfect creature, Mary. Far more than the symbolism of the beautiful oil painting over the altar this morning of the Trinity, we see all of the great truths of our faith, especially the incarnation, perfectly when we meditate this mystery. God the Father sends his Son, the eternal Word, to become man to save us by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Trinity, the Annunciation. There have been so many poems written about the angel coming to the Virgin Mary, so many prayers, and so many beautiful paintings down throughout the ages to help us to visualize, to think about it, which is what we do when we pray the first joyful mystery. I think, though, that no artist ever captured the truth of this mystery of the Trinity or of the Annunciation as has been described in the writing of one of the mystics. I've been using this book a lot lately. I've had it for years. I want to recommend it to you. It's a very handy abridgment or compilation of the different approved mystics of private revelation. And it has an imprimatur. It's sold in our bookstore. There's always something, two or three very touching thoughts or inspirations for each one of the mysteries of the Rosary. I recommend this Life of Mary as seen by the mystics to you. And one of the mystics saw Our Lady when she says, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." She's in her little room, and then a heavenly light fills her chamber, and the ceiling, as in a movie, the ceiling disappears, and the sky is seen, the heavens are revealed, and a dazzling beam comes down in which the adorable Trinity is figured. The Holy Ghost appears as a dove, but on either side of his wings are flames, intense rays of fire, which flash and which dart to the right side of the Virgin Mary, and she is suffused with a wonderful glowing light. Right there, one could almost stop and say, I could meditate on that picture of the Trinity, of the Annunciation, for a long time. Our Lady goes on to tell one of the mystics, as soon as I had spoken those words, "Be it done unto me according to thy word," God the Father gave me his Son, and my Son, was instantly conceived by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Trinity also revealed to Our Lady the hypostatic union, by which we mean the mystery of the union of the divine and the human nature joined to the eternal person of the Son of God. And the Trinity as well confirmed Our Lady's title, Mother of God, and all of her rights and privileges. So, you see, to see Mary is, in a sense, to see the Blessed Trinity, a perfect manifestation of the works of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. She is the daughter to the Father and the mother of the Son and the spouse of the Holy Ghost. Dante, in his Divine Comedy, in the section called the Paradiso, wrote these beautiful lines, these beautiful words, "Vergine madre, filia de tuo filio." Virgin Mother, Daughter of Thy Son. Keep that phrase in mind. Meditate it sometimes. Daughter of Thy Son. What could this beautiful truth mean? Remember how helpful pictures are to get a picture of these mysteries and to banish distractions. That's why some families have little charts or have video of the different rosary mysteries to show to the children so they get some idea. St. Peter Claver converted and baptized tens of thousands of African slaves, didn't speak their languages, but he just showed them simple pictures of the central truths of our holy faith. Some pictures of the Annunciation, and there are so many, just show the Virgin and the Archangel Gabriel. Sometimes the dove is seen. Sometimes you see God the Father sending forth Gabriel to do his bidding. And sometimes, this is interesting, you see the eternal Word of God depicted as a child, the creator of all, made small to fit into Mary's virginal womb, as it were, and he's carrying a cross because he's coming to die for us. One particular painting, very beautiful, called the Merode Annunciation or Altarpiece, which is Flemish in origin, has God the Son coming down from heaven this way on a little beam of light passing through the window. That light passing through the pane of glass stands for the virginal conception and the virginal birth of our Lord. This is a medieval poem. As a ray of the sun through a window can pass, and yet no hurt is done the translucent glass, so but more subtly of a mother untried, God, the Son of God, comes forth from his bride. So when you see, as you can today, the sunlight coming through the glass in the church, think of the Annunciation. Think of the virgin birth. Dante also saluted Our Lady as humblest of all things and yet most high. After considering heaven and heaven's works, consider humility. That's usually the grace we ask for in this mystery. And it's all about humility. Consider great Gabriel. His name means the strength of God. Here he comes. He's all glorious. They say he had golden hair and he's gorgeously attired in a deacon's dalmatic. And he's glowing with God because he just left the throne of the triune God. He enters and he bows before the little 14-year-old Virgin Mary, who is the Queen of Angels. She wanted to get up and bow to him, but he wouldn't let her. And so great was her humility that she obeyed the angel and took the greeting, "Hail, full of grace." But then St. Luke writes that she was troubled at this saying and thought what manner of greeting this might be. Why was Our Lady troubled? She knew angels. She had commanded them since her conception. She knew grace. Grace had filled her since the moment of her conception. Why was she troubled? Because of her humility. Saint Bernard says that Our Lady pleased Almighty God by her virginity, but it was by her humility that she conceived God in her womb. And so when the angel says, "Ecce concipies, lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son," her response is one of humility and virginity. She doesn't ask why. You can when you're meditating the mystery, but she doesn't. She doesn't ask when. She just has one question. How? Quomodo. How shall this be done? I know not, man. To me so lowly, how could God come? To me, a virgin vowed to God from the age of 3. And so the angel reassures her. the power of the Most High shall come upon thee, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee. And she obeys. She accepts the angel's word in all humility. But hers is not the only heavenly humility at this scene. God is obeying his creature. This little 14-year-old girl, the adorable Trinity, is waiting to receive her free assent. What about me? Do I have any humility at all? When I consider the humility of the Trinity and of the Queen of Heaven? Remember, an excellent way to meditate on some of these mysteries is just to look up the Gospel and read it over, or read even a part of what we call the Golden Gospel of the Annunciation. Next, after heaven and humility, again, one word, remember, fiat, which is Latin for let it be. Fiat is what Mary said, fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, and the angel came. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Fiat is what God said when he created the world. Fiat. And it came into being. Fiat is what Mary said to begin the redemption of the world. And fiat is your link between mother and son, the first joyful, the Annunciation, and the first sorrowful, the agony in the garden, because her son, Mary's son, kneels on the ground and he prays through his sweat of blood, fiat, let it be done if this chalice cannot pass from me. More humility, more humility. And fiat, last of all, fiat, thy will be done, in this case, is said throughout the rosary at the head of each decade, and is said at every Mass before the Holy Communion. Because it is the living heart of the only prayer our Lord ever taught us, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. And what about me? Do I ever say fiat to God's will? So we've looked at heaven and admired humility. We've looked at the picture. Consider there's a parallel of Scripture, which is most interesting. Why did an angel come to Our Lady and not God speak to her directly, as God often spoke in the Old Testament times, say, to Abraham? Why did he send Gabriel? To make reparation. It's very important to make reparation. To make reparation because the first mother of the living, Eve, listened to a fallen angel, to the devil, with curiosity. His temptation, you shall be as gods. She's intrigued. She persuades her husband. He commits the original sin, and all of mankind falls. Mary, to make up for this, receives an angel. She listens to him prayerfully, but she only glances at him once. So great is Mary's modesty. And she hears, asks one question, and assents to God's plan. Eve's temptation is the perennial one of all mankind. To the very end, people are going to want to believe the devil's malicious lie. You can be a god. Mary's invitation from God through the angel is rather to make God become a man so as to pay the price for that first foolish and all subsequent sin. Or, in the first joyful mystery, you may also and should consider the great truths of our Catholic faith. They are all here. Pray for faith. The Trinity, original sin, sanctifying grace, the Incarnation. And especially this latter doctrine is so assailed from the devil. Since the time of the apostles, there's been a heresy to deny that Christ was God, or a heresy to deny that he was truly man, or that God could even have a son. All of these heresies, because if Jesus Christ is not God, well, then his death has no infinite value. And if he is not man, he cannot die to redeem us. So when we pray this mystery, we should make reparation for those who will not believe. When some non-Catholic or a modernist, and God forgive them, sometimes even our own Catholics, say something stupid like, "Why do you make such a fuss about the Virgin Mary? There is more than devotion to defend our honoring her. It is dogma itself." Why? Because Mary is the Mother of God, and this is the most fundamental doctrine of them all, of our faith. If she is not the Mother of God, if God is not her Son, then all doctrine crumbles away, and it's just a fairy tale, you see. Think of that when you pray the first of the joyful mysteries. There are other thoughts, too, you could have. If you're at Mass or at Holy Communion, think of, again with humility, the five words. The priest prays five words, Ocest enim corpus meum, to make God descend from heaven to earth, Mary, five words, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, to make God descend from heaven to earth. And at Holy Communion, the great God will come into your own heart. How worthy was her heart to receive our Lord? And yours? Are you anywhere near her? Shouldn't you draw near her for her assistance? Last of all, sometimes I think you can just pray during a decade for appropriate intentions. For example, reparation for abortion, reparation for birth control. Pray that our young families may accept joyfully all of the life the good God sends them. So to sum up, you could picture the scene, angel, the virgin, so forth, or parallel between Mary and Eve. Think of H, humility. Do I have any? H, heaven, heaven revealed, all of the doctrines of the faith, the adorable Trinity. Think of the incarnation, grace, original sin. And last of all comes the F. But if you get an F, you don't fail. You get the best mark of all. Fiat, creation's word, Mary's word, the Annunciation, our Lord's word in the agony, or F, for the fruit of the mystery. Pray to appreciate more Holy Mass, especially with Corpus Christi coming, to appreciate more Holy Communion, to make reparation for heresy or for abortion. And last of all, remember, this is a joyful mystery. Try to be more joyful, won't you? It's true this can be an awfully dark and wretched world of ours in all of its neo-paganism and revolt, but the good God loved it enough to make it and to redeem it and to want to come down into this world of ours. When he does show us his will, let us pray for the grace to smile and say yes to God and to live a little bit in the same joy of our holy Catholic faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.